This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I'm about to make an admission on the air, but I want you to admit as well if you are prone to road rage. I don't mean being a victim of it, I mean you being the perpetrator of it. Are you an aggressive person behind the wheel? Let me set the scene. I suffer really, suffer a word you'd use first? Yeah, I suffer really, really badly with road rage. Once I get behind the wheel of the car, I hate idiots on the road. I am not the problem, it's idiots that are the problem. And I can get very frustrated. And as you know, I have a young fella, he's now 4 years of age, and he travels in the back of the car all the time. And you forget how much of a sponge kids can actually be. And when you think they're not listening to you, they are listening to you. 3 weeks ago, I was pulling out of Dundrum Town Centre, pulling out of the car park, and a fella pulled right out in front of me in a seven-seater, and I screamed at him, and I said pretty much, "Get out of the way, you silly," and the word begins with B and ends with X. Okay, so you know what the word was. So I shouted at him, "Get out of the way, you silly," that word. 20 minutes later, my son starts shouting in the background, saying the B word over and over again. So I realised I had to cop on. I obviously didn't cop on. Yesterday, my mother-in-law and his auntie, and my young fella's auntie, were driving our young fella back home in the car. And he was in the back of the car with my mother-in-law, and he started doing impressions of me when I'm driving the car. So she took out the phone and recorded this. I want you to have a listen to this. This is very, very embarrassing that I behave like this. This is my son behind my back to his granny imitating the way I behave in the car. I don't think he uses language though, so we should be okay. Have a listen.
Pick a lane. Go on to the other side. Go on to the other side.
That's exactly what I say. I can't deal with this. I tell people to move over. By the way, he wasn't prompted to say this. This literally happened out of nowhere when he was in the back of the car driving with his auntie and his grandmother. And he just came out with that. So he has been listening to me. That's how bad my road rage actually is. Are you someone who was guilty of road rage? Text or WhatsApp me now. 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98 is the text or WhatsApp number. I mean, you can hear it there. That's him copying me. That's how bad I actually am. I want you to put up your hands as well. I'm after putting up my hands and playing that embarrassing clip. Are you someone who is also guilty of this? Text me now. James, how are you?
Jeremy, how are you?
Now, you heard that recording of my son impersonating me. I didn't realise I was actually that bad until I heard that back this morning. I have an issue. Have you a problem?
Well, I've got a serious problem. Well, I don't be on the road as much as I used to be, but yes, I had a severe problem. I punched the steering wheel and everything. Side door, panel of the van, I still hit it. People get in my way, undercutting me, overtaking me. Dad's jumping out of lanes, coming off an off ramp, and maybe cutting across three or four lanes, and then stopping right in front of you, and then driving slow. Just irritating.
You even sound angry at the moment on the phone. I'm terrified talking to you. But you like myself, you think that everybody else is to blame, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, of course I do.
And in fairness, in my defence, everybody else is to blame. I'm not to blame.
In my defence as well, everybody else is to blame as well. If somebody cuts you off, comes off an off ramp, and if he comes across three lanes and comes straight in front of you, who's to blame? You? No, that's bloody gobshite.
Yeah, it's the other gobshites on the road. It's not us.
Yeah. I've had helpers in the van, and even your own brothers as well. You just, you don't get into the van with you anymore.
Because of your aggression?
Yeah. I punched the side of the van in anger with idiots on the road. Like I said, I'm not on the road as much.
So you punched your own van or somebody else's?
Well, my own van, inside the van, the door. The panel of the door, or else I'd be hitting the steering wheel.
Okay, so you are quite aggressive.
Yeah, I'm quite aggressive on the road, yeah.
Did you ever get out of the car, James?
Never got out of the car. Screamed out, rolled down the window and screamed at them, all right, yeah.
And without using language, what have you screamed at these motorists?
I hope your car flips over, gets four tires and everything else, you name it, I'll say everything.
Oh, okay. It's like, what, you wished death on a fellow motorist?
No, don't wish death on them. Just get four points and crash the car, just get out of my way.
Wow. And what have they said back to you?
Nothing. They're up.
they're terrified, are they?
Probably, yeah.
Well, is it only... thanks for that, James. I'm wondering, is it only men that are guilty of road rage, or is it women? Now, where Rachel, who works on the show with us, she said in the meeting today that she is prone to road rage as well, but she's kind of calmed down recently. Are there any women who are guilty of road rage or prone to it? Text or WhatsApp us. 0877 98 98 98. Peace, you get the rage as well, do you?
Do I watch you? Yeah. Swear to God. I'm actually driving at the moment, and there's a guy there who's right up behind me here, and I feel it's jamming on, because he's getting me headed. Yeah, 100% road rage. I scream and shout. You haven't got a clue what I do to these end of people. That guy there just sounds like an angel compared to me.
Oh, okay. So without using the language, give me an example of what... Okay, so here's the scenario, Pete. You're in the car, and somebody's driving right up behind you, and won't back away. What would you do?
Yeah. Okay, well, basically, right, without using bad language...
Yeah, roll down the window there. Let me hear. What are you going to say?
Window's down, down.
Okay, window's down. I'm terrified.
Right. You keep riding up the back of me. I swear to God, I'm going to jam on it. You end up rearing me, you dopey. Beep.
Jeez.
Beep, 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 beep. That's what I'm like.
Oh.
And that's nothing. And then I have people that drive in front of me. And they're even worse. And I have. If I'm not in the van... And I'm in the car, I'll get out of people as well.
Okay, let's deal with a slightly less scenario here, Peter. Okay, you're stopped. This is something that annoys me. You're stopped at the traffic lights, Peter, okay?
Yeah.
And the car in front of you, the light's gone green, and the car in front of you is not moving because he's not paying attention. What do you shout to him out the window?
I end up going like this. Wait, here it is.
Okay, terrible.
Move your... Christ! That's an angry Jeremy. And also, if I find that somebody is driving on their phone in front of me,
yeah,
and swerving all over the place, I flash them, I blow them out of it, and then if they pull up the set of traffic lights and they still don't stop, I get out of the car and I'll start tapping on their window.
Well, you'll hit on their window, you'll tap their window.
If they roll up their window and try to ignore me, I'll keep banging on the window until they turn off the phone and tell me to F off myself, because then at least we've got them off the phone.
Okay, Pete, I'll come back to you in a sec because you seem to be the most aggressive motorist I've ever spoken to in my life. Stay there for a second. Calm down. Take a breather. Breathe. You know, do the 10 bubbles thing. 1, 2. Hi, Bessie.
Hi.
I am terrified that someone like Peter is on the road. Geez, very aggressive, isn't he?
Well, I'd be a little bit like that myself.
Oh, you don't, you know, you sound like you wouldn't say boo to anybody.
Oh, when I get into the car, I'm a different person.
Oh, okay.
Don't have much patience for people on the road.
No, me neither.
would do quite a bit of cursing.
Okay, yeah, we all do. I mean, as I said, my young fella went around saying the B word, B-O-L-L, whatever way you spell it, I-X, for about a week because I was calling a motorist that. I use language when I'm driving the car that I would never, ever use anywhere else.
Well, I think we all do. I would have called a lot of people stupid suckers, as my grandchild used to
suckers,
say.
Suckers, yeah, she said suckers, yes. Yeah.
Yes,
thanks,
she couldn't
Jamie,
pronounce
thanks.
Her F.
Yeah.
So she was going around telling everyone, Granny calls all them people stupid suckers. So I kind of had to stop.
And why do you, what makes you angry? Why do you get so aggressive?
Oh, people doing silly things. One minute they're doing 78, 75 in an 80 zone when it should be 80. I mean, 80 is slow enough. Jamming on in front of you, coming around a roundabout in one lane and going into another one. Oh, there's a lot of silly people out there.
There are. Now, without using language again, Betty, so you're driving along the road and you're in an 80 zone And the person in front of you, okay, so picture this. So you're driving in the car, you're in an 80 zone, Betty, and the person in front of you is driving 50. What do you say to them?
Oh, my God. Well, that stupid sucker. Sucker.
So you want the sucker to get out of your way. Do you bang on the steering wheel as well?
No, it's just mostly just giving out and cursing. Very, very seldom I blow my horn at them unless they got in my way.
And are you using all this road rage when your granddaughter's in the back of the car, are you?
Well, no, I had to stop then when she started telling people. But this would have been when she was 3, 4. She's now 8. So they don't put any pass on me now.
So you've cut down on the language while the granddaughter's in the car, which is a good thing.
When there's somebody in the car. Well, when there's children in the car.
And have you managed to control your rage?
Sometimes. Oh. My sister might say different, but...
Yeah, I think I don't think there's any way. Well, stay there for a second, Betty. I don't think there's any way of controlling your road rage. I think once you have it, you just have it. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
How's things, lads?
Good.
Absolute gobshites on the road. Not knowing how to use a mirror, not knowing how to use an indicator, on the phone, not looking around. Absolute muppets.
I agree with you. It's everybody else that's to blame. It's not us. Ian is from automaticlessons.ie. Ian, you're very welcome to 98FM. How are things?
How are you going on, Jerry?
You tried to teach your students patience.
Well, I wouldn't want Betty behind me anyway.
I wouldn't want Betty anywhere, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, we try to keep it with everybody else, but one thing that really wrecks my head is people who drive too slow on the motorway.
Yes, that just causes frustration.
You can't do 100 in the fast lane, even if you're in the middle lane, hogging the lane, you can't move over, and you do everything you can to get people to move over. Most of them, they will. Now, I don't obviously, you know, tailgate people, but at the end of the day, some people just think that the speed limit is 100. Fair enough, it's 100, but don't do it in the far lane. I've been on the radio before on numerous occasions saying this, that please don't go on the motorway if you're not going to do 100. Don't be doing 60 or 80, even if you're in the slow lane, because it does impact other traffic.
Yeah, so Betty, if you're on the motorway, it's a 100 kilometre speed limit and they're doing 50, you're going to get annoyed, aren't you?
Oh, very, very annoyed. And like that, they think they own the lane, they won't move out of it.
So what do you do when they won't move out of the lane?
Well, I kind of, if I can pull out and pass them out, and I kind of just give them a look, but wouldn't really do anything else.
Okay, so you've never actually got out of the car, have you, Betty?
No.
So, Ian, is it possible to teach motorists to have patience? I suppose it isn't, is it? Because if you're that way inclined, you either have patience or you don't have patience.
Well, obviously we should, but, like, you know, if I'm on the owner in the car, I'd be on a left. It could be with a pupil saying, somebody's waiting for a filter when the light is clearly green. Like, we have an important saying as instructors is green means go. So people are waiting for a filter. And the filter was, like, a few days ago, I was behind somebody turning right in the Singlet Village, I think it was. The filter was on and they still weren't going. So then we missed it. And then the light went green and there was nothing coming. And then they went for the filter. They missed it already. So I beeped the horn a couple of times, I flashed the lights at them, think, it's clearly either, you know, the older driver generally are waiting for the filter, or sometimes, you know, can happen to all of us, but some people just blocking the traffic. They don't know the rules of the road. Please don't drive if you don't know the rules. You're going to block everybody.
I agree with you.
As an instructor, green means go. People wait for a filter. You'll fail your test, blocks traffic, and you're sitting there like, hello.
And annoys Betty as well. Thanks very much, Ian. Let me go to one last call on this, and it is Connor. Because, Connor, this is an issue for your rage as well, is the not going fast enough on the motorway.
Yeah, people going on the motorway, overtaking them, holding up the whole motorway, basically.
Driving in the overtaking lane when they shouldn't be driving in is going 70. Now, we're not saying that people should speed, but the motorway, generally the M50 for most parts is 100 kilometres and 120 in some parts of it. And,
yeah, the M1 mainly, yeah.
Do you drive for a living, Connor?
Yeah, I drive Tesco, doing deliveries for Tesco.
Oh, okay, so you're on the road constantly, and do you shout at people?
Oh, definitely. You're going mad.
Because you have a schedule.
My girlfriend has been going mad at me.
You have a schedule to keep. You have to get that food there in the time you're supposed to get it at.
100%.
And idiots blocking the road.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So if you're moaning the next time when your Tesco delivery is late, then in fairness, mine never is. But it's because people are getting in the way of his car. Let me listen to this WhatsApp voice note. If I press the button, Come on, fat fingers.
Jeremy, what person in their right mind wants to do 100? What if you have a blowout or something? Do you know what I mean? Or our car suddenly stops in front of you. I don't want to be doing 100, and I don't want anybody telling me I shouldn't be on it if I'm only doing 60. No way.
Oh.
I'd rather get there safe and sound. Thank you. Bye.
I think that was a dig at you, Betty.
It probably was.
No, no probably about it.
I hope she's not in front of me doing 60. I mean, you can't go around thinking that you're going to get a blowout or this could happen or that could happen. She'd never get into your car then.
You're like super grand. You know that, Betty. You're not to be messed with. You're great. You
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with Betty. By the way, Betty, what car do you drive just so I can avoid it? What colour car?
A Hyundai Tucson.
A Hyundai Coupe. What colour?
No, a Hyundai Tucson.
Oh, Tucson. I thought you said Coupe. What colour is the Hyundai Tucson?
White.
Okay, so avoid a white Hyundai Tucson because Mad Betty will be driving it and she'll scream you off the road. Thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. That'll be an interesting conversation. But just to be aware, as you heard the recording from my young fella, just be aware that if you're in the car and you're acting out your road rage and your kids are in the back, they are listening to every single thing you say. So just bear that in mind. That has been Dublin Talks for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. If there's something you want brought up on tomorrow morning's show, which is Wednesday, we're midweek tomorrow, contact us on Facebook, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.